Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gerald Celente. Folks, I always encourage you to buckle your seatbelts when Gerald joins us, because he's got a lot to tell us, and it's oftentimes information that might get us a little bit agitated, a little bit anxious, but he opens our eyes, and that's one of the things I like about Gerald. He speaks truth to power, and he always has. TrendsJournal.com is the website. Trends 2000 is his book of prophecy that I am glad to say I helped him launch when it first came out back in the 90s. Gerald, thanks again for being here. Thanks for almost 18 great years with us. So, Gerald, you see a lot of things in the world that are pretty disturbing. But do you see any bright spots? I mean, can we turn this around? What would it take if Emperor Celente were in charge? What would it take to turn this around? Have we crossed the Rubicon?
No, in the sense, there's this great quote by Samuel Adams. It does not take a majority to prevail; rather, an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And it's going back to what worked before. So let's take, for example, and these are some of our trends that we write about, how to make America really strong and a prosperous nation of land of opportunity again. And that is to put back into place things that used to exist that robbed us of our ability to be that nation. So, for example, why not a self-sustaining economy? We have 20 million people now? We are very rich in natural resources.
Our hemisphere, just America, Gerald, our hemisphere could be self-sustaining.
Exactly.
Up and down the hemisphere.
You see, I'm just talking about America because I'm an American and that's where my heart is.
Right.
Although my blood's Napolitano, my heart's American. And I put America first. Nothing comes second. And what I'm saying is, Jim, before NAFTA, and the numbers are there for everybody to know. Mm-hmm. Our manufacturing is cut down more than half. So put back the Glass-Steagall Act. Put back that robbed us of our money by.
So you're talking protectionism?
No, I'm not.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
I'm talking about protectionism in the sense of not letting countries, communist countries or otherwise, come into this, put product in here being made by slave labor so that multinationals could jack up the prices.
So I'm saying go back to Glass-Steagall, not free trade, but fair trade.
Yes. And I'm talking about putting tariffs back in place, laws, I mentioned Glass-Steagall.
Tariffs cause all kinds of problems.
Well, you asked me problems. You want to talk about problems? How about taking a trip to Flint? You want to see some problems?
Yeah.
Go down to Camden. Mm-hmm. You want to see some problems? Take a trip to East St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
City after city, infrastructure after infrastructure, rotting to garbage. And so what I'm saying is put back Robeson-Patman Act, Sherman Antitrust Act, Clayton Antitrust Act that allowed people to become entrepreneurs. Can't compete against Walmart.
Well, how about just get the government out of the way right now? Some of those things you don't even have to put back in place. All you got to do is get the government out of the way and put people in office who actually care about the Main Street marketplace.
Well, again, you get take government out of the way. They'll keep flooding our markets with more and more cheap product and putting our people out of work.
Well, I will tell you this. We do have a problem right now, Gerald, because Main Street small businesses are under pressure in a way that they've never been under before, Gerald.
I know, and that's because the game has been rigged against us.
Yeah.
It's not capitalism anymore. In capitalism, Jim, there are no such words as too big to fail.
I'm with you on that one because As you know, Gerald, I wrote an essay about this, and it was published by BizJournals.com, the disconnect between Wall Street and Main Street.
Yep.
So I agree with you. I agree with you on that.
So all I'm saying is 20 seconds,
Gerald, last thoughts.
Put back into place what worked before. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. We got to go back to that, and I completely agree with you. Hey, Gerald, good job today. Give us the websites again, please.
TrendsResearch.com, TrendsResearch.com, and it's the only place we're going to be able to read history before it happens.
Yeah, and folks, I encourage you to check it out. You'll thank me later. Gerald, good job today. Keep up the good work, and come back soon.
Okay, thanks for having me on, Jim.
Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen, TrendsResearch.com. Please check that out, folks. I promise you, you'll like that, and I love discussing it with Gerald and even debating him a little bit sometimes. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.